Because that's the bottom line.
Happy New Year from the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast. Dead Air Dennis Beerman.
Hey, buddies.
Hey, Brad Taylor.
Hello. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Week 18 in the NFL. Here we go. One final week of mayhem and chaos and God knows what else to expect. Stephon Diggs is busy strangling his better half right now, and we're ready to say thank you for spending a year in the NFL with us. And, guys, this is going to be one of the things we miss, these full slate weeks.
I'm not going to miss it.
I am.
Are you?
Yeah, I love all of the games.
I do love all the games, but I don't really love talking about the Jets versus the Titans.
I do. What? Brad?
Give me your tired, your poor, your weak. Give me the dog.
Exactly.
Wait, who? who's favored? Who's favored in that game? Give me the road dog. Give me the hopeless home dog. What? Have we started yet? No, I'm sorry.
The hook will bring you back. What?
I missed my cue. I apologize. I lost it for a minute. Anyway.
The Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast brought to you by Circa Sports Kentucky, Brad.
Circa Sports, the best of the business. We're headed out there in March. And I would suggest one of these days, if it's a bucket list type of thing to go to Vegas and you're a sports fan, absolutely go see our friends at the Circa. The highest betting limits, the lowest holds, the best customer service. And for squares like us trying to, you know, make money at this long term, they quite often have the best numbers that help us out. So make sure you sign up today, circasports.com. Just go download it on your app. You'll be ready to go. No matter how you're betting the NFL, props, totals, sides, money lines, futures, you name it, they've got it. CircaSports.com. Must be 18 or older. Sorry, kids. I know it's tough, but find other ways around it, whatever you got to do. And, of course, if you have a problem gambling, call 1-800-426-2537. Back to you.
Thank you, Circa Sports. Beer Man, time for the recap.
Recap. Another solid week. I kind of laid a little bit of an egg. 6-9-1 on the week, 1-2 in my best bets. Dead Air Dennis made you money. 8-7-1, 2-1 in his best bets. And Brad Taylor comes out on top once again. 10-5-1, 2-1 in his best bets. And I will note this. There was one game that we both went back, or all three of us kind of went back and forth on about, I don't know which, you know, Washington, Dallas, Washington, that was the push. So we spent a lot of time discussing that, and it was a push.
Gotcha. Okay. Way to go, Brad. And Brad, congratulations in the Classic Rock 92.1 Sports Rocker Fantasy Football League. Crown is yours, my friend.
The name of that team, though, is somebody else in the media. I'm not sure why that's the case, but I got very lucky. And I copied some tricks that Dennis does all the time, because that he busted me on it. Whatever they are, he busted me on them. So, very lucky. And if you play fantasy football, head-to-head leagues, playoffs are literally who you play, when you play them, and blah, blah, blah. So, yes, sometimes you do get lucky, Dennis.
I will say this. I've never seen anybody win a championship with 102 points.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I knew I was in trouble when I saw Josh Jacobs Saturday night. I'm like, wait a minute, he didn't get anything. Well, I'm going to lose that league. But so there you go. But sometimes it is a battle in the mud, and it's fantasy football. 25 years ago, I was writing for Fantasy Football Index. I don't talk about that very often, but I wrote for them for 8 years, and that's when I was really heavy into fantasy. But it's just too long to play these leagues. And now, back then, if you could figure out some number equations and how each league is scored and get information, it gave you a big advantage. Now everybody's got the same information. Everybody knows the same stuff now. And it's so much luck in these leagues for the last, 15, 20 years or so. So, when you win leagues now, it's skill, but there's a little bit of luck involved too.
I calculated, I've been the commissioner of two different leagues. One is at 18 years and one is at 17 years. I think I'm burned out on fantasy. I've about had enough.
Let's get to the games.
Saturday NFL. The first game of the new year will be the battle for the NFC South. It is Tampa at home, Baker Mayfield. And Carolina's coming to town, Bryce Young, two Heisman Trophy winners. Bucks, 2.5-point favorites. Some places three. Look out for that. Total 44. Saturday football for the NFC South, guys.
I looked at Carolina last week going against Seattle, and I thought that was going to be a tough game overall. So I wasn't overly worried about their performance in that game, and they got beat pretty good, 17 points. But I think Carolina was trying to save something for this game. I think Carolina is ascending. I think Tampa Bay has been in a free fall. I think their coach is going to end up getting fired at the end of this year, no matter the outcome of this game. Although Carolina could have wrapped it up with a win over Seattle because the Bucs lost to the Dolphins. But Carolina going up, Tampa Bay going down. I'm going to take Carolina for the outright win in the NFC South crown.
I'm with you, Beer Man. I like the Panthers' defense better. I am still questioning the health of Baker Mayfield. We're only, we're half a season removed from the conversation about him being the most valuable player of the season. And ever since then, Baker Mayfield's season has fallen apart. I do like seeing him back in the TV commercials, though, by the way. Taking the Panthers, Brad.
Give me the dog, but I will put a disclaimer out there. I put a little pizza money on Tampa to win that division at plus 110 money before the season started. That's how much they were ahead of these other guys. And don't forget, Tampa has lost 7 games in a row against the spread now. So, yeah, that's a lot of money they've cost you. I'll take Carolina the points, but I hope it's a one-point win. So you just cash them both in. 6-7, 6-7. There you go. Next game, another kind of pizza money bet I had the preseason was the San Francisco 49ers to be the number one seed in the NFC. Lo and behold, somehow, some way, if they win Saturday night, they will accomplish that. But they are a home dog. Brock Purdy, the Niners, to Sam Darnold and the Seahawks. Seahawks, 1.5-point favorites here. Total 49.5.
San Francisco just got ran all over by the Chicago Bears. An upstart team, to be sure. Caleb Williams looking great. It's just hard for me to take that defense over Seattle's defense. The line again, Brad?
San Francisco plus 1.5.
Oh, that's tricky. That's not what I would have guessed. Both teams have won 6 games in a row. I'm taking Seattle. I'm going to stick with Seattle. My pick here is also aided by the fact that San Francisco could not get any pressure on Caleb Williams. They've been, ever since losing Bosa, they haven't been able to get pressure on any quarterback. If they could do that, I probably would take San Francisco, but they haven't been able to do that. And if they can't do it against Sam Darnold, they're likely, give me Seattle.
I'm going to take San Francisco. I obviously did watch the Bears 49ers game. And, Chicago is, even this year, has been known for defense, and their defense couldn't get a stop. Now, the offense managed to roll right down the field because San Francisco couldn't get a stop either. But if this game was in Seattle, I would probably take Seattle. But the fact that it's in San Francisco, I'm going to go ahead and go with the 49ers and potentially get Brad a little bit of a payday. Brad, that's a good call because I have kind of thought all year long that San Francisco's had somewhat of a cupcake schedule, but they move right along and have done a great job. I think San Francisco beat Seattle earlier in the year. That may have been week one or week two, but I'm going to go ahead and take San Francisco once again over the Seahawks.
Yeah, that was an 8-1 call on San Francisco, but it was only because of their schedule. They had the easiest schedule in the league. They were coming back from last year. They had a lot of injuries this year, but somehow they've gotten through it. But if they get this one, they will finish it off with that easy schedule and finish as the number one seed. And you're going to give me them as a dog Saturday night? Oh, I'll take it. Give me the Niners getting the points in this one. Don't be afraid to take a lot of unders this week. We have weather and a lot of their every division game. Every game's a division game this week. So look out for that. Let's go to Sunday. And it is now divisional games. A lot of them with quarterbacks. We don't know who's playing, when they're playing. The Green Bay Packers. We don't know who's starting a quarterback right now for them. They're going to Minnesota, a team that's actually played very well lately. And the Vikings are 6.5-point favorites here. Total 36.5 in this one.
I don't know who's going to play for Green Bay, but they are pretty much in that 7 seed, and I don't think there's any way out of it. So they're going to face the 2 seed, could be Chicago, could be Philadelphia. I have no faith in Max Brosmer. I know they beat Detroit, but if you're going to give me Green Bay and 6.5, I just think it's going to be a little bit closer. Minnesota may win because Green Bay doesn't care, but they're still going to play a game, and I think it'll be a little bit closer than that. So give me the underdog, Green Bay Packers.
That's a tough one, isn't it? The Vikings at home have always been pretty good. You know, that's a tough stadium to visit into, and a divisional game on top of that. Is it Malik Davis? Is that the best?
Malik Willis.
Malik Willis, that's right. Boy, that's a lot of points for Max Brosmer. You know, I'll take the Vikings. Why not? Nobody else is going to take him.
It's these games this week smell a lot like the traps in college basketball. You know, when I talk about the traps, the unranked team is favored over the ranked team, and a square will go in there and say, wow, that's free money for the better, like the square like me. Yeah, but there's a reason why the Vikings are 6.5-point favorites here against the playoff team. The Packers are not going to try here. Incentive and the will to win is such a big thing this week. I'll take the Packers getting the points, but it's a game I don't feel very good about at all in this one. So a lot of these games are going to be stayaways because of incentive all alone right there. Let's go to the next game. Here's a team with some incentive, Houston and C.J. Stroud. They are 10.5-point favorites against the Indianapolis Colts. And the Phillip Rivers era, or error, is over. Riley Leonard, your quarterback, 39, your total.
Yeah, I love your call earlier about the under in a lot of these games. And with that Texans defense and a game that they're going to want to win, and the Colts with Leonard Riley or Riley Leonard, whatever the name is. Yeah, give me the Texans at home in a game that they're going to want to take. And and I'm with you on the under as well.
The only thing that makes me a little bit nervous is the fact that Houston does not have a lot of tape on Riley Leonard, but he's a rookie quarterback getting his, I think this is his first start in the NFL. Indianapolis just wants to see what they have. I don't think Indy really is concerned that much with the outcome of this game. They just want to, I think they're going to treat this like a preseason game. Just seeing what they have out there. Houston's defense could probably shut them down completely. And it's a big number. I would prefer it be a 10, but I'm going to take Houston minus 10.5.
Yeah, I'm taking Riley Leonard. I mean, Houston here, if they win this game, do they really improve their playoff position? They're 11-5. They've won 8 in a row now. You talk about a team that's playing defense and their offense is coming around. This is a really good team right now. But I'm still not going to lay 10.5 here. Excuse me. Give me the Colts getting 10.5 in this one. Let's go to the next one. The Battle of Ohio. The Cincinnati Bengals, who look like world beaters now that they're eliminated. Joe Burrow, a 7.5-point favorite at home over Shedeur Sanders and the Browns. 44.5 your total.
Yeah, leave it to the Bengals to win the games. They don't really have to win. You know, just show up when it absolutely doesn't matter. Let's also remember that this was a season where the Bengals did what they set out to do, which was win the first 2 weeks of the year. Gimme games, too. Games that were given to them by the Browns in week one and Jacksonville in week two. I'm taking the Bengals. The Browns got their big win against the Pittsburgh Steelers. They showed out. They showed up. Miles Garrett is still going to be going after Joe Burrow. But I think the Bengals can cover this. They've taken care of business these last few weeks, and if nothing else, you can't say that this team has given up or quit. Bengals.
Yeah, I love the fact that Burrow came out and was basically like, look, we're playing to win no matter what, what's going to happen at the end of the season, being that they're not going to, go to the playoffs. At the end of the day, though, to me, this is a rivalry. And, you know, it was a tough game early in the season. Shedeur Sanders, yeah, you know what? He got drafted exactly where he should have been drafted at the end of the day. Not an elite quarterback, but he can make some plays. I think Cincinnati wins this game comfortably. I just take Cleveland with somewhat of a backdoor cover. the game will probably look tighter than it was, but I'm going to take the Browns. It's just too many points.
The back door is open. I will take Cleveland here, getting the 7.5. I'll also like a good divisional under here, 44.5. Let's play sports talk radio for one quick second here. Is Zach Taylor the coach of the Bengals next year? Yes or no?
I don't think Mike Brown likes to fire coaches or pay anybody while they're still under contract. I also think he's kind of old and he still remembers Cincinnati in the Super Bowl just a couple of years back. Does he deserve to have a job? Probably not. And in most teams, he wouldn't be. But I just don't see Mike Brown letting him go.
Yeah, I'm with you. He's not going to be fired. He'll be there. That's not Mike Brown's MO. And Zach Taylor is not the worst coach out there. He's in the bottom half. There's no question about that. But he's also serviceable, and he also has a great quarterback and a great offense. So, you know, that's kept him in a job these last few weeks. It would have been interesting to see what would have happened had Burrow not come back, or had Burrow not performed, or had the team not shown up. But the fact that the team is playing and Burrow looks great, that's got him for another year.
Jerry Glanville's still alive, isn't he? Why not bring him in? There you go.
Jerry's no longer with us.
Oh, are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I'm going to check that during the next game here. And the next game is an NFC East battle that nobody cares about. Dallas Cowboys, 3.5-point road favorites in New York against the Giants and Jackson Dart. Big 51.5-point total.
My apologies, Jerry is still with us. I swear I thought he died. 84 years old.
Wow.
What was the line? Sorry, I was looking that up.
Giants plus 3.5.
Dallas 3.5, total 51.5. And yes, Glanville was 75 when he coached the Falcons 35 years ago. Anyway, go ahead.
Good Lord.
You know, I just don't think the Giants win this game. I think Dallas is still playing for a little something. I don't really know what that is, but you know, Dallas is just a better team, and this is a divisional game. I think they show up, but that's about the extent of it. I'm not putting a lot of faith in this game.
Yeah, so you have Dak Prescott, and I think he's the X factor in this game. You know, he's had a great season. He's going to push the ball downfield. He's just going to ball out, I have a feeling, here against this Giants defense. And Dallas has the better defense, probably not by much, but they also have the better offense. Jackson Dart did have a nice bounce back after that terrible week 2 weeks ago. No, give me Dallas. The hook will always push me away.
Boy, you talk about me talking about a certain coworker of mine all the time. You're never going to drop that one either, are you, Dennis? You're not going to drop the hook will bring you back, but I'm going to take the Giants getting the hook because the hook does bring me back. I'll take the Giants getting 3.5 here. By the way, I'm playing 13 totals this week. That should tell you how I feel about the points being scored this week. Let's go down to the 8. The Atlanta Falcons, Kirk Cousins, 3.5-point home favorites over Tyler Shuck, potential rookie of the year, and the Saints, total 43.5.
Saints coming off a loss, and I'm sure they wanted to win that game. They needed to.
Saints coming off a win.
The Saints, wait, who'd they play?
The Titans.
I keep going back to the wrong. That's right. My bad. Let me recalibrate. Yeah, I don't. Damn it. I keep pulling up the wrong page because I'm trying not to get ESPN commercials overtaking Brad here. And we're not going in any kind of order that I can follow. What's the game against Saints and Falcons? Falcons got their big win last night over the Rams. Yeah, give me the Saints.
I'm kind of with you on this one. Atlanta played on Monday night. That was a tough game against a pretty good defense with the Los Angeles Rams, but I kind of agree with you that they put it all out there for that for whatever reason. Falcons, again, their coach should be fired at the end of the year, probably directly after this game. Tyler Shuck playing good. Kellen Winslow has his team going the right direction. I think he's done a good coaching job for his first year, but I'm going to take the Saints to at least cover, maybe a field goal game. I don't know if they win, but they'll be right there.
Speaking of my preseason pizza money bets, one of my favorites was the Saints to go under their win total. And with that win last week, they went over. So that's one I didn't cash in on. I would already chalk this one up until the last few weeks. They've been winning games. They swept Carolina, I think. I don't know how that happened. But anyway, I'm taking the Saints getting the 3.5 here. Like Beerman said, yeah, I think Atlanta kind of, I've seen these Falcons all my life. This is the kind of game that they totally underachieve in a spot like this. And another, no offense on taking the under there as well. Yeah, I'm taking the Saints. Next game, the Jacksonville Jaguars. If you told me before the season they'd be 12-4, and I said no chance. Well, they are. And they're 12.5-point home favorites over the Titans and Cam Ward, 47.5 your total.
Well, did I think they would win 12? Probably not. But I did take Jacksonville to win this division. And obviously, they're kind of competing with Houston. They get the win. They get the division. Houston still makes it into the playoffs. But 12.5, that's a massive number. You know what? Give me Jacksonville. Leave no doubt in this one. Although, Brad, I did love the fact that you got with me last week after the podcast talking about how the team that it means something compared to the team that doesn't, it goes the opposite of the direction that you think it would. Mm-hmm. I'm still going to stick with Jacksonville in this one. You know what? If this is what causes me to lose a bet, then so be it. But, yeah, I'll take the Jags.
Jacksonville playing at the same time that Houston plays. So, you know, Houston wins. Jacksonville kind of needs to win as well. I take it Jacksonville. Travis Etienne, 11th on the season in terms of rushing yards, and they'll lean heavily on him to try to make their way into the post game. I'm gonna give up the points here. I think the Titans got they get beat by New Orleans last week. Yeah, the Titans are done for the season. Jags.
Tired, poor week. Titans getting 12.5. Also looking to play the outdoor under. Love it there. This line, by the way, in the preseason, this line was 3.5. Jacksonville was favored. Now they're a 12.5-point favorite. That's talking crazy. Now, those are the crappy games, the 1 o'clock games. The 4 o'clock games have something to them. We'll figure out what they are. New England Patriots playing for the number one seed. They are 10.5-point home favorites over Quinn Ewers and the Dolphins, total 45.5 here.
Patriots, beer man.
Good job.
No, I might come back to me, but go ahead.
You know, Miami has kind of cashed it in these last couple of weeks, although they put up a good effort against Tampa Bay last week, but something's wrong with Tampa Bay. I think New England is getting one of their linemen back, but I think Denver is going to get the number one seed. New England's going to end up in the number two spot, but they're going to play decent football. I'm still going to go with Miami in this game to keep it somewhat close. Again, possibly a backdoor cover on this one.
What's point spread?
10.5.
Drake May, you know, he's still in the running for the Most Valuable Player award, obviously, and I think that he sees a Miami Dolphins secondary that's vulnerable enough to put a pin in this one. And Miami wins last week. Their season is done. New England wants to leave on a win. And what's the line? Sorry.
10.5.
God, 10.5. Jeez.
I hate week 18. That's the hardest week to
predict. It's tough. Yeah. Yeah, give me the, I'll stick with the Patriots.
Drake May -330 to win the MVP. If you can believe that. If you want to put that in right now. Before last night, Matthew Stafford was -250. That shows you how one game at the end changes everything. Ask Brock Purdy a couple years ago when he looked awful on a Christmas night game. But I'll take Miami here getting points. Another good place to take an under as well. Let's go to a very big game in the desert. The Kansas City Chiefs and a quarterback. You can't pronounce his name. They're playing the Las Vegas Raiders. And you don't even know who's going to be the quarterback for them yet. 5.5 points. The Chiefs are favored on the road and a gargantuan total of 36.5.
I think this is the easiest game on the books.
Huh?
Of the ones that are irrelevant. Las Vegas pretty much told you last week that they are getting the number one seed. They sat down Max Crosby. They sat down, Geno Smith. They sat down anybody that mattered. And in a game where they were favored against the Giants, They laid the biggest egg that you could have imagined, 34-10. The Raiders are tanking. They will lose this game by more than 5.5. Easily, give me Kansas City.
I love the call. I love the analysis, Beer Man. And the Chiefs don't want to lose 6 in a row to end their season. I'm taking the Chiefs.
Give me the Raiders. Give me your tired, your poor, your weak. Give me the teams nobody cares about. Blah, 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 blah. Got it. 36.5. Give me the home underdog here. 5.5. Yeah, they've already clinched the #1 draft pick. So they could go out and do whatever they want now. It's, you know, their freedom. It's fine. Yeah. Max Crosby. Yeah, just we'll see you next year. That's the way we're looking at that. Let's go to the next game. And the NFC North Division champion, Chicago Bears. Caleb Williams is a 3-point home favorite to Jared Goff and the Lions, and the total here is 50.5.
Does this game matter at all to Detroit at this point?
To Detroit, no, they're out.
I mean, they're completely gone, right? I'm trying to find it here on my screen. I don't think that... does Detroit want to lose? No. Will they show up and play? Yeah, because coach says so. And the line again is?
-3, Chicago.
I'm taking Chicago. Well, Chicago's just, I mean, they've just turned into something. It's been incredible. I'm taking my shirt off. I'm Ben Johnson. Go, Beer Man.
To me, this is one of those, you go to the game early in the season, and you saw what Detroit did. Ben Johnson's still trying to figure out his team. The Bears slowly ascended. Detroit forgot everything that Ben Johnson taught them, and boy, they had a fall. This division amazes me in the fact that it is completely flipped. Fourth is first is fourth, and second and third swap spots also. Detroit needs an offensive coordinator desperately in the offseason. Chicago is humming. I know they were disappointed in that game against San Francisco, but the analysis that I saw from a lot of fans and Chicago prognosticators, they were so proud of the game that Chicago played because they're putting in everything that they have. And, you know, they missed by inches once again. Chicago's playing some great football. If they win, they get the #2 seed. If they lose, Philadelphia has to win, and then Chicago would drop to the 3. I think they want the 2. There's something in that. So, yeah, I'm sticking with the Bears once again.
I just think that defensively, they still have a long way to go.
Who's this?
Chicago.
Chicago is so beat up defensively. Mm-hmm. Like, their secondary is a little banged
up.
Most
teams are.
They've almost gone with no middle linebackers.
Most teams are.
No linebackers. I agree, most teams are. But it is one of those.
But that's, that's a liability moving forward.
I don't, as a huge Bears fan, I would be stunned if the Bears went to the Super Bowl kind of thing. I don't expect them to win the NFC outright. But
they look great. They've had a great, incredible season.
I feel so good for the direction, especially next year. But I think Chicago wants to stick it to Detroit a little bit, especially while they're down for what they got in week 2.
If I was going to bet an over this week, this would be the game.
That would make sense. Yeah.
Brad?
The lines are really trying to tell us something in a few of these afternoon games here. And the line is telling us Detroit is still going to try. Despite the fact the Bears are at home, they're the better team, they're only a 3-point favorite, and it's not like they're mailing this in. And, of course, we know that Detroit, under their current coach, has a history of doing very well in spots like these, especially against a point spread. I'll take the Lions getting the points. The line is telling us something here, and, of course, under the total. I'm just going to take the windy under in this one. And here's another game coming up where the line really is yelling at us. Buffalo is at home, but they are, with Josh Allen starting, they are 7-point favorites against the New York Jets and Brady Cook. The Jets last week were 13.5-point home underdogs to the Patriots. You mean to tell me now they're going on the road and now they're only a 7-point dog in Buffalo? Have at it, guys. Total 40 is 38.
The Jets can try all they want, and I'm sure this has got a little bit of a rivalry feel to it, but the Jets are awful. Aaron Glenn is a defensive coordinator, was a great defensive coordinator, and yet his team has 0 interceptions on the year. That makes no sense. He just, about the time that I thought he was figuring it out, boy, they really fell off a cliff once again. The Jets can try all they want. Buffalo wins this game easily.
Yep, Buffalo. I mean, I know the line looks sneaky and suspicious. I'm not going to fall for that, though. I mean, if I lose money taking Buffalo minus a touchdown, then I lose money. I just can't put – I can't do it with the Jets. Arguably the worst defense in the league. Maybe Las Vegas has got them beaten, but this team is the nadir of defenses and offenses and coaching and players, and everybody's quit on this team. I can't do it. Brad.
Anybody got a light? You got a light? Mac Daddy Stogie. Of course I'm taking the Jets here. There is nobody in their right mind would take the Jets in this game. But the desert is telling us something with these lines. And when the desert speaks, I try to listen. Give me the Jets, getting 7 in this one. Let's go to the next game. Washington and the Eagles. Jalen Hurts, a 7-point home favorite over Josh Johnson. And Washington, 41 your total.
Good Lord. Philadelphia has nothing to play for, correct?
They could potentially be the second seed.
Mm-hmm.
And the line, again, is?
-7.
Yeah. Wow. Jaden Daniels' status, he's out, right?
Yeah.
Josh Johnson starts.
I have not looked at this game at all, obviously, guys. My apologies. I'm taking the Eagles again. Give me the Commanders.
I keep thinking that Washington is going to put up some kind of fight. I've thought that like the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, and they never do.
And they never have.
Right.
I'm going to go the opposite direction in this one. I will not put money on this game is the easiest way to say that. But I'm going to take Philadelphia for the sake of the podcast, just because you think Washington has a gear where they're like, let's play for pride. And then you realize they don't have a whole lot of pride there. Give me Philadelphia. They at least have a little something to play for.
Give me your tired, poor, and your weak. Give me Washington.
Next game.
Total 41. Go under the total. Next game. Fantasy football hero Jacoby Brissett and the Arizona Cardinals are playing in L.A. against the Rams and Matthew Stafford. Rams, 7.5-point favorites, 46.5 your total.
Good Lord.
I hate these 7.5s.
Yeah.
There are so many of them. Rams defense just steps up. Taking way too many favorites. I hate everything about it. Just give me the Rams. Hate Week 18. Hate it.
You know, the fact that the Rams lost last night makes me want to take the Rams as well. It's because I think they want to end the season on an up note, and I don't know that there's anything they're playing for. Yeah, there is.
Position. They could be seven or six.
Slide into a fifth seed.
Yeah.
And they've lost 2 in a row. I don't think that they want to go out like that. Matt Stafford with the most valuable player's shot. Still alive. Give me the Rams. Boy, tough, Brad.
Cardinals. Of course I'm taking the Cardinals. I'm going to play this week just like a normal week. And because what we have to understand is whatever we think the incentive is, some teams playing, some teams not playing, the desert's already taken that everything into account with these lines. So they already know. So, yeah, I'm going with the Cardinals here in this one. Let's go with one of the greatest draft picks of all time for the San Francisco 49ers. Trey Lance and the Chargers are going to Denver to play Bo Nix. The Broncos, 12.5-point favorites here. Desert with no faith in Trey Lance, 37.5 your total.
Trey Lance, in my opinion, is going to end up like Malik Willis eventually, to where it's going to be a lot of playground football. Obviously, he's not there yet, but the man has a lot of speed and elusiveness. 12.5, in my opinion, for this game, just too many. Give me the Chargers. They're not a bad team. They've got a good defense, and they are going to be in the playoffs. So give me the Chargers to cover this one.
Brad and I both will take the Chargers. I'm with you on that. I think that they still have something to play for. And the defense is, yeah, I mean, this is a good defense. It's two good defenses. Yeah, Chargers.
Biggest dog right on the board? Darn right. I'll take Trey Lance getting a divisional double-digit road dog. I'll take Trey Lance here in this one. The under? Yeah, it's low total, but I'll do that too. But here's the last game of the season, guys. Baltimore Ravens. We don't know who quarterbacks this team yet. They're going to Pittsburgh to play Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. Current lines, Ravens, 3.5-point favorites, total 40.5.
Wow, how angry and Steeler fans are going to be if they end up blowing this. Now, if the Ravens win, do they go to a playoff, correct?
Winner goes in, division. Loser go. It's a loser leave town game, yes.
Yeah. And the Steelers are expecting T.J. Watt to be back. And you know Lamar Jackson is going to play. There's no way he misses this game, right?
I would be shocked, but Tyler Huntley is okay.
I really do believe the Steelers have the better defense here. I don't know who has the better offense. These two teams hate each other with a passion. I'll take the Steelers and the points.
I thought Green Bay would have played a lot better against Baltimore, but Baltimore looked for the first time all year that they were on a mission. They put themselves in this situation. They needed Pittsburgh to lose two. They needed to win two. They got the first part accomplished, and now here they are going against Pittsburgh for the division. I don't know why I haven't had faith in Pittsburgh all year long. When Cincinnati, when Joe Burrow came back, I thought, boy, you can see the path for Cincinnati. Now with the Ravens, you're like, I can see the path. I never had that much faith in Pittsburgh. I do think that Pittsburgh loses this game. I don't know about the total. That's the part that scares me. The hook is going to bring me back. I know you hate that, Dennis, but whichever team has the ball last and a shot at a field goal, that's who wins this game. Pittsburgh covers. I'm not saying Pittsburgh wins.
Yeah, I'm taking Pittsburgh here. The Mike Tomlin rule, he does so well as a dog. And even this year with all the craziness, he still has a winning record against the spread as an underdog because he always has a winning spread record against the spread as a dog. And yes, the hook will bring you back. And I'm taking the under in this one. There you have it, folks. We have touched on every single NFL regular season game this season now. All right, guys, your best bets for this Week 18 NFL action.
Kansas City is one for me.
Kansas City is one for me also.
Sorry.
Okay.
This is a tough one. I've said it time and time again. I'm going to take Carolina. I'm going to take Kansas City. And I'm going to take Chicago.
I think I'm... did I take Chicago on the weekly picks?
Did you take Chicago this week? Yes, you did.
Yeah. And what was the line in that game?
-3.
It's 3. I wish it was. For once, I will say this. I wish it was 3.5. The hook would bring me back on that one.
Oh, sorry.
You're not supposed to laugh, Brad.
Well, I'm sorry.
Give me the Rams. God, this is awful. Go ahead, Brad. Go ahead and give me yours.
If I told you the worst three teams in the league were the Jets, the Raiders, and the Cardinals, would you disagree with any of those?
Nope.
I might put Tennessee in there, but...
Yeah, I was going to say the Cardinals might come out.
Okay. Well, those three teams I named are the teams I'm betting on this week. Give me the Raiders getting 5.5 against Kansas City. Give me the Jets getting 7. The desert's telling us to take the Jets. I will listen. Give me the Jets getting 7 against Buffalo. And give me the Cardinals getting 7.5 against Arizona. Those are my Mac Daddy Stokies.
I'll take Jacksonville as well. I know it's a big line. I ain't scared.
Brad, yes. I will be with you at some time this week discussing some of these games. As of right now, I'm ranked 91st in the country. Probably no shot at winning the ESPN Pigskin Pick'em, but I would like to finish in the top 100. So whatever you're going to go with, I may have to follow you on some of these. Again, Kansas City is my best bet of the week. Completely. The fact that Max Crosby left the facility when they basically said they were shutting him down, he knew what they were doing and he didn't like it. That's why they left. That's the only one that I'm not going to follow you at all on. But I hate week 18. I just want to try to finish on a positive note here.
I will give you one bit of advice, Beer Man. Be true to yourself. You could do this as well as anybody else could do this. And I will say, game theory wise, go look at the percentages and try to look for teams that have a very low percentage in terms of almost like you're fading the public. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're trying to make a comeback in the last week, you've only got 16 games. You got to make up games now. You want to kind of, you know, swing for the fences, so to speak, because playing it safe is not going to get you in first place. It's going to be going balls to the wall and taking a lot of ugly, scary, stinky dogs, kind of like what I was talking about earlier, taking teams nobody else is going to even think about taking, because that's how you make up ground in a spot like this late in the season. So trust yourself.
I don't foresee me being able to catch number one, because number one is 11 games ahead. I'm 147 and 109. He's 158 and 98. So, like I said, my goal at this stage is to at least stay in the top 100. Last week, I got as high as 42nd and then lost a couple of games in a row, and that kind of killed me. So my goal is to finish in the top 100. If I can be in the top 50, I would be ecstatic with that.
And with the hundreds of thousands of people who do that, that is so impressive, man. That's more impressive. I could never finish that high with how I do this. So I give you full credit for being absolutely awesome and picking all those games against the spread correctly. You don't have to be, you know, brain dead like me and look for live dogs and dead dogs. That's basically what I do. But the way you do it this year, man, they all hit. They all hit, and I'm sure your bankroll is a little bit more right now than maybe it would have been on Labor Day, if I'm not mistaken.
It's good. You know, I mean, I don't obviously bet every single game that I talk about on here. It's good. I finished the season pretty strong. No complaints there. It's, you know, it's kind of comical. We talk about, like, some of these games. Let's just take Tampa Bay and Carolina for an example. It'll show -2.5 as we do the podcast. And by the time Saturday comes around, it's -3.5. And I could easily change my bet. A lot of times when I'm talking to you guys, especially Brad, to a degree with some of his thoughts on these, you know, even I change my mind, but I don't change it on the paperwork that we fill out. So yeah, it's, you know, I like some of your reasoning on some of this, but like week 18 just sucks for gamblers, unless you're going to, you know, like you would talk about, I would potentially look at every single game and just say, I'm going to take under in every game. Or I'm going to take the underdog in every single game. You know, I might do that in week 18, but outside of that, I'm going to look at the ones that matter. You know, the San Francisco, Seattle, Carolina, Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. Those are the games that I will probably plan on betting more than the others.
Did Dennis leave us?
No, he's still here.
Oh.
I just checked.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to celebrate, but, well, you ruined that. But anyway, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Beer Man is on the precipice of something very special. If he can take down, if he could have a 14-2 week, 15-1 week, man, you talk about somebody who could be at the top of that whole list there. What's the, is there a prize for that?
It's pretty much first place wins. That's it.
Oh, God.
Now, I will say this, 18th place is 150 and 105. So I am three games behind the top 20.
There you go.
Go, man, go. I'm changing my Jacksonville pick to Dallas, by the way.
Okay.
Oh, so Kansas City, the Los Angeles Rams, and the Dallas Cowboys.
Gotcha.
Okay.
By the way, the...
That's it, boys.
Oh, okay.
Final closing thoughts.
Well, one thing that we normally discuss that we don't, and it's my apologies. Brad, you probably should have heard from me already. Are there any players that are close to a bonus?
Oh, there are a ton of those. And I haven't done the full research on that yet. But, yeah, I pizza money quite a few player props for the season. And I'm going under on basically all of them. And this is the one week where I look at these, you know, somebody's really close and they get a bonus and they did this and that. I don't have that list, but it's something to look at as we get to Thursday and Friday. Look for these bonuses because there's so many players that have them if they get so many yards. And believe me when I tell you, the people in the desert know this too, and they're moving their lines accordingly for these player props. So look out for a lot of those. I'll try to find some a list for us that we could all look off of, but I don't have that on me, and I should have done that ahead of time, and I apologize for that. But yeah,
I didn't think of it until earlier today. But Brad, can I ask you this? Can you put those up on your Twitter page?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And can you do you want to go ahead and promote that really fast?
At Bottom Line Lex, that's my Twitter page, and that's you know, the numbers keep going up very slowly. People following me now. So, yeah, we're hustling, but we're going to put that up there on the Twitter page, at Bottom Line Lex, where we put it up. Player props incentives for the week, and maybe it gives you a little insight of how you should play over or under on some of these guys.
Player props are for suckers, by the way.
Oh, but think about Mike Evans.
They are fun. I mean, don't get me wrong. They're fun.
I don't mean props for – but look at Mike Evans last year. In the final 2 minutes of the game, Tampa Bay was up. They threw in – irrelevant pass to Mike Evans just to get him over 1,000 yards. You're going to see teams trying to get, you know, their teammates these bonuses that are in their contract. That's, you know, you may not get.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I know what you guys are talking about. You don't have to explain it to me. I'm just saying player props in general are for suckers.
I don't play a lot of them. No.
Nope. Just say no.
Sucker MCs. Just a bunch of sucker MCs. Word. Up.
Brad, take us home. And thank everybody for listening to the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast for another year.
Thank everyone for listening to this Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast for another year. Thanks so much for joining us. And until the next time, as always, in 2026, may the winners be yours.
Happy New Year!